Hello, my friend, and happy full moon. I'm Molly Williams, and as always, it is such a joy to be a part of your full moon practice and experience. This is a full moon in Libra, a lunar eclipse, lots of good energy here. I would also like to invite you to my special 4-day eclipse challenge. It will be starting so soon in April. All of the details will be in the show notes. It will take place on my own app, Wild Minds, and we will get into all of the eclipse energy building with this astrological event. I cannot wait to support you there. Again, the details are in the show notes. Let's start to move the body gently, closing the eyes if that resonates with you. And maybe just shaking out the shoulders, swaying from side to side, opening and closing the mouth. You can shake out the hands, the wrists, the fingertips, allowing any surface tension to be let go of, dissolve completely. Release here. Continuing to sway from side to side. Dropping in, landing here. Allowing the movements to become smaller and smaller. And then coming into alignment in a seated position or whatever feels good to you. Smoothing the forehead, dropping the shoulders down and back, allowing the chin to drop slightly, extending the back of the neck, releasing the jaw. And maybe, if available to you, allowing the palms to face upwards. Allowing the universe to know that you are ready to receive. Allowing the belly to relax and rest, not holding or gripping, just being. Noticing the legs, the feet and toes, any gripping or holding there. Softening, landing, grounding. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Inhaling, feeling this energy. And sighing it out of the mouth. Let's let go. Let's free ourselves from the worry. Inhale. Letting go of the old energy now. Inhaling, cleansing. What no longer serves you. Breathing in, cleansing and clearing. Starting to feel lighter and more at peace with every breath out. One more full breath in. Bringing in a little more air. Letting go. Allowing the breath to find its own natural pace and rhythm here. And noticing the energy of this full moon. This is a full moon in the sign of Libra, We are in Aries season. We just celebrated the equinox and we are building to the total solar eclipse soon. Lots of energy here. Libra is associated with balance, harmony, beauty, romanticizing life, living the most abundant and decadent life. But on the other side of that, there can be people-pleasing tendencies, struggles with boundaries, a hard time advocating for self. Even if you aren't a Libra, we are still impacted by this energy. This is a time to get clear on our own boundaries, our own people-pleasing tendencies. Libra's astrological opposite is Aries, and Aries is all about confidence, unapologetically themselves, not afraid to take up space, to live a life in the spotlight. Fire energy that is passionate and ready. This full moon invites you to think about the end of a chapter. Lunar eclipses are symbolic of endings. They translate to the word destiny. This is a time to think about the journey that you have been on, to rediscovering and reclaiming self. Your truest self. The work that you have done, the reflection, the growth, to redefine who you are and who you want to become. Taking a moment to think about this journey that you have been on, this journey of self-love and self-discovery. I'll be quiet as you reflect. And now thinking about what's still holding you back. The old relationships, the fears and anxieties around being yourself, the people-pleasing tendencies that are hard to shed, the boundaries that may have felt impossible to hold. Thinking about what's standing in your way now. I'll be quiet for a moment. And now thinking about the Aries power, the potency of this astrological time, this new beginning that we are all welcoming in, what steps can you take to honor yourself, to step into your potential, and to find confidence within? Maybe it's cutting the cords of the relationships that no longer serve you. Maybe it's establishing new boundaries, putting your dreams first. What do you need to do with this full moon energy? I'll be quiet as you reflect. This journey of self-discovery is coming to a close only to open a new one. The past is all about keeping yourself small, about being afraid to be seen, playing a small game that is old energy now, that is behind you. Moving forward, you will be asked to step even more into your highest self, to prioritize your manifestations, to shine with brilliance. This time is all about the fire energy. Eclipse season is shakeups and revelations, new pathways. And you are here at this very moment, ready for that energy, ready for what comes next. I want you to take a moment to think about standing in your power. This power surging through you now. The full moon light illuminating all of the potential and promise and possibility that is within you. Maybe sitting up a little taller. Maybe a small smile begins to form. Maybe a sense of knowing. What will you do with your power? I'll be quiet for a moment. Together, let's take a deep breath in, feeling this power and potential. Exhaling, releasing the old. Stepping forward with this sense of knowing. Happy full moon, my friend. I hope that you will join me for my total solar eclipse challenge, a 4-day challenge to set you up for this huge astrological event of manifestation, magic, possibilities. All of the details will be in the show notes for you. For now, let's bring the palms together in prayer position to seal in this energy. May you be well, may you have the love and light of support around you, and may you be peaceful and share that peace with the world. Thank you so much for practicing with me. I'm Molly Williams. Happy full moon.